Take another look at the examples in Langer's experiments. What do picking lottery numbers, cutting cards, and throwing dice have in common? In every instance, the event is entirely random. There's no ability whatsoever to influence the outcome. That may seem like the ideal setting to observe the illusion of control, but it's not. To the extent that people misperceive their ability to control outcomes, they will inevitably be on the high side. Any error has to be in the direction of exaggerating control, which means we have no way to distinguish between random error and systematic error, which is another word for bias. If we want to see whether people have a pervasive bias toward overestimating control, we need to take a different approach. We have to study a variety of situations, some of which afford low control and others high control, and then compare the results. Recently, a team of researchers at Carnegie Mellon University, led by psychologist Don Moore, did just that. They recruited a group of volunteers, working individually, to perform a series of tasks at a computer screen. Partway through the task, the screen changed from the usual appearance, black letters on a white background, to an annoying shade of violet. A small notice on the screen indicated that the click of a mouse could change that screen back to white. People were randomly assigned to one of four conditions, from high control, in which clicking the mouse turned the screen white 85% of the time, to moderate control, effective 50% of the time, to low control, effective just 15%, and finally to no control. Clicking the mouse had no effect at all. After the test was over, the subjects were asked how effective they thought their clicks had been at changing the screen back to white. Those in the no control and low control groups thought they had a greater ability to change the screen color, a result that was consistent with Langer's findings about the illusion of control. But for the high control and moderate control groups, the results were in the opposite direction. They underestimated their level of control, and often by a substantial amount. Far from suffering from an illusion of excessive control,